Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with The College Audition, back again with another episode of The College Audition Podcast, here today with my special guest, Mr. David Krasner, Chair of Theater at Five Towns College. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Tim. Thank you for having me.
So, before we dive into the program at Five Towns, we'd like to get to know the person before the program. Mm-hmm. So, if you could give us a little bit about your background, training, career that led you up to your time at Five Towns.
Sure. Thank you, Tim. Okay. I started acting. I went to Carnegie Mellon as an undergraduate. I got my BFA in acting many years ago. And when I graduated, I came to New York City and I was going to be an actor, which meant I was a waiter and I was a cab driver. Today I would have been an Uber driver. And at that time, I continued to study. I studied with Stella Adler, Sandy Meisner, Lee Strasberg. They were getting on in years and continued to study with other people that may not have been as famous as those three, but were just as good. In fact, very influential to me, Paul Mann and Kim Stanley were the most influential teachers I had. I also, while I was at Carnegie Mellon, I studied with Earl Gister, who ran the Yale Drama School acting program. I studied with Jerzy Grotowski. So I had a very extensive background in acting training. And as I was an actor in New York, struggling, I stumbled onto the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. I grew up in New York, and I took teenage classes there at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, and stumbled into that building again, and asked if they needed someone to teach acting or voice training, and they said yes. So at 26, I started teaching acting and voice just to get away from being a waiter or a cab driver. And that 9 years went by as a New York actor, where I was doing TV commercials and soap operas and off-Broadway. And in the mornings, I taught acting and voice for actors and singers. That went on for 9 years. And when at the beginning, I didn't know what I was doing as a teacher, but gradually I got good at it and enjoyed it. So that's where the career pivoted to becoming a teacher of theater and a teacher of acting. I got my master's degree, an MFA in acting and directing at Virginia Commonwealth. I got a PhD at Tufts University. And from there, I launched my collegiate career. I taught at the University of Idaho for a couple of years. I then went on to Southern Illinois University, where I was the head of the graduate directing program, because I was directing at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, as well as teaching acting and voice. And then from there, I spent 10 years at Yale University running the undergraduate theater program. From there, I spent 5 years as head of the BFA acting program at Emerson College, where I ran the conservatory program there. And from there, I went on to be an administrator at Dean College as the dean of the School of the Arts for 5 years. And then for the last 6 years, I have been here at Five Towns College being the chair and running the acting and musical theater program. It's amazing. I'm only 21 years old and I did all these things. So that's basically my career background, my bio in a nutshell.
Yeah. I was going to say that your face is no stranger to collegiate theater. You've worked in several different institutions and you've been around. We've known your name for quite a while. So, but you said that all for me. I didn't have to say that next.
Thank you.
And so at Five Towns now, you are the chair of theater. So which degree or degrees does Five Towns College offer in theater and musical theater?
Yes, we do offer a Bachelor of Fine Arts, which we are a conservatory training program with a concentrations or majors in acting and in musical theater. And we have these two strong programs. I came to Five Towns College because I saw it as a program that I could build from the ground up. I also wanted to be back in New York. I'm a native New Yorker. I miss going to Broadway. I miss the theater scene in New York very much. So I thought this would be an opportunity to bring all of my experience, all of my skills to an institution, to build it up from the ground up and make it one of the most competitive programs in the nation.
Yeah.
That's been my goal.
So you said it's a BFA in theater with concentration in acting or musical theater. Can you tell us a little bit about what that means exactly?
Great. So let's start with acting. Our training in the acting program is an intensive conservatory concentration in the Stanislavski system of acting, all of my experience with Strasberg, Adler, and Meisner, and I knew these people directly. I'm old enough to have seen them and worked with them, is to develop training for stage and for screen. We want our students to work. The acting program, you take acting class every single semester with all of the techniques. You will take, in addition to the acting class, acting for camera. We have a very strong film department, and you will work with a lot of the film majors there, actually making movies, making short films. We are devoted to getting our students work, and one of the things that's very important for both musical theater and acting is to have a website. You come to school immediately, and we introduce you to Wix or GoDaddy, and we start to build your website. We build a platform, and then we start feeding content into it for the next 4 years, which leads up to your fully fledged, fleshed out website that helps you towards your senior showcase. And I'll talk in a moment about the senior showcase. Okay. But in the meantime, about the acting program, you take, in addition to all of the acting training, you have classes in stage combat, voice and speech, accents and dialects, circus techniques, voiceover work, which is something that we're emphasizing now even more because there's a lot of work to be had for actors doing voiceovers for animation as well as commercials. You have movement classes in Laban, viewpoints, and all of the movement techniques that strengthens one's body. You have all the acting training in the Stanislavski system, along with Michael Chekhov, and as I said, Adler, Meisner, Strasberg, Udhagen, and all of the basic improvisations that connect to all of that. Musical theater, we emphasize the triple threat. We want you to be a singer, a dancer, and an actor. You have to be able to do all three. Our focus in dance, we offer 18 dance classes for the full 4 years, which is, I would say, more than most other BFA programs. Certainly, one of the highest numbers of dance classes. And in all of the dance classes, you have 4 years of tap, 4 years of jazz, 2 years of ballet. You have contemporary, modern, theatrical. You have three classes in dance ensemble, freshman, sophomore, and junior year, where you perform a dance concert at the end of each year. And then we fold in a dance for your senior year, which is connected to the senior showcase. As for singing, individual singing, one-on-one singing lessons for an hour each week with a private coach. We have classes in music skills, which includes sight singing, keyboard skills, and music theory, which is absolutely essential to succeed because a lot of your work will be with original composers. I was just actually reading the New York Times this morning about the development of Days of Wine and Roses, which is coming to Broadway, and how the two leads worked with Craig Lucas on the script and with the composers. It's absolutely essential for these singers to know how to at least read music, pluck out a tune, and know some keyboard skills. So that's a year-long training program. We have a year-long training program in musical theater where you do workshops in musical theater 1, musical theater 2. We have concert cabaret class where you train to be a lounge singer, where you sing medleys of 6 to 8 songs, where you can go to Vegas, where you can go to a lounge act. And for your final exam, we take you to New York City, where you perform in an actual New York City cabaret. That's your final. And you can take that class 4 times in your junior and senior year. We have audition preparation class for both the actors and the musical theater students, and we have acting through song. It's an extremely intensive program that we want to be as competitive with everybody else. Let me jump into the senior showcase, which is, I know everybody has a senior showcase. We're not the only ones. We go to New York City. Everybody goes to New York City. This is de rigueur for everybody in all the theater programs. Ours is a year-long training program. And I'm proud to say that we average about 50% of our students sign with agents right there at the showcase. Full disclosure, during the lockdown of the pandemic, we had zero signing. Everybody had zero signing. Nobody was hiring anybody. But before that and after that, we've had 50% success rate with our students on average. And in last year, we had 8 seniors, 4 signed immediately and got representation. We do 6 shows a year. They're half musicals and half straight plays. Students audition immediately. There's no waiting. I don't know what we're waiting for. Waiting for the second coming. You came here to perform. You get on stage and you perform. You may not have the lead right away, but you're in it right away. We bring in professional directors from New York, or we have myself or the faculty staff directing the shows. So you make contacts and networking. Our philosophy is, look, there's three things you need to succeed in this very tough profession in show business, and it is a very tough profession, okay? You need the tools. For musical theater, you need the acting, singing, and dancing. For acting, you need the skills to act on stage and screen, because there's work to be had in all of this. And our musical theater students act in plays as well, because it's not just musicals. So you need tools. You need the networking. You need to connect with agents and casting directors. You need to have contacts. And finally, you need the passion. You have to want to do this. I had an acting teacher one time who said, and I thought this was absolutely true, I repeat it, if you're 99.9999% sure you want to be an actor, don't do it. Don't do it. You're making a mistake. You're all in, and you're all in. It's a lifetime commitment. Now, you may drop out one day and decide you can't do it, but the time you do it, you have to be all in. You have to be the CEO of your own company. You have to be in charge of developing your skills, networking, finding out where all the auditions are. We allow our students to audition while they're at school. We don't believe that you have to wait at the end of 4 years. Students are not a car. A car comes off an assembly line exactly the same, and it takes 6 months to make a car, and every car is made after 6 months. This is not the case with human beings. It doesn't take you 4 years to be a performer. You might make it in 2 years. You might make it 2 years after you graduate. Each individual makes their own path in this career. We want you to succeed. One of our recent successes, Emily DiMartino got cast in Parade with in the Broadway production, and we encouraged her. We got her the audition. We helped her work on it, and she got in it. She can always come back whenever she's ready. She's welcome back in open arms. We had another student got a week gig on Law and Order. She got a guest appearance, and she performed for a week. She left school for a week. We'll catch up when you get back. It's fine. Look, the more you work in this business, the happier we are. I do it for selfish reasons. I want my students to work. I brag. They work, I brag. Okay? If you can get a gig while you're here, take it. We will help you. We will coach you. We will work with you.
That's amazing. So we're going to break down some of that you just shared with us into a little bit greater detail if we can. So talk to me a little bit about their experience their very first year. You already mentioned they're going to be diving right in and auditioning for the shows. There's no waiting for that. You mentioned all of the amazing highlights of the classes that both the actors and the musical theater students are. But let's talk about their very first experience on campus. I am a BFA theater with a concentration in musical theater coming to Five Towns College for my very first year. Tell me what my schedule looks like as a freshman.
Absolutely. You will take two dance classes, ballet technique and jazz one, okay, or ballet one. You will take introduction to theater, where you will be exposed to what it means to be in the theater, and that's where you also start learning about your website, about building your own industry and controlling your own destiny as the CEO of your own company. You take acting one. So in your musical theater, you'll be working with the actors, okay? And actually, you're going to be doing that for the first 2 years, okay? You have your voice lesson, your first voice lesson. So you'll be taking an individual one-on-one singing lesson with your singing coach every hour, once a week. You have to have your gen eds. We offer the minimum number of general education classes. So you will have English composition for your first semester when you enter. Every school in the state of New York has to have 30 credits of gen eds. That I don't care if you're a community college or you're Juilliard. They're all the same, and we are part of that as well in order to validate getting a BFA, a bachelor's degree. So you'd have English, ballet technique, jazz one, introduction to theater, introduction to stagecraft. You should be able to know how to hang lights, build a set, work in a costume shop. You have your acting one, okay, and you have crew. You would have to help build the sets. You'll be working backstage, and some of our students have work study where we enable them to be paid to work backstage as part of that class and your voice lesson. So that would be your first year. And same thing with the acting. Acting, you get acting technique. You have the acting one. You have movement. So in lieu of the dance classes, the actors have the movement class. You also have the same introduction to theater class where you build your website, you learn about the theater, you learn about the profession of being a professional actor. You have your English composition production, and also you're able to take the intro to stagecraft. So it's very similar, and that would be your first year. Then you're also auditioning, so you would be rehearsing in the evenings. And that would be your evening, your entire evening. Every freshman gets in a show. May not be a lead, but you will be performing in something, whether it's the musical or the plays.
That's great. You mentioned, too, the gen ed. So let's talk a little bit about the balance. We know that that no two BFA programs are created the same when it comes to gen eds versus singing, dancing, acting classes. So how many credits are required for gen eds versus how many credits are required for their arts classes in order to get the degree? Yep.
So a total of 120 credits, 30 of which have to be gen eds, according to the state of New York, 90 credits for all of your acting, singing, and dancing. But within the 30 credits of the gen ed, you would take theater history, musical theater history, and intro to theater is considered a history class. So those three will cover your gen eds. We kind of split the difference and double up on that, so that actually you would only have 7 gen ed classes to satisfy the state of New York. We would lower it if we could, but that the state of New York will not give out degrees without that. So technically, you have 21 credits of anything outside of the theater. That would be 2 English classes, English composition, the sociology, the psychology class. We try to tailor our gen eds towards something that's relevant. You have to take math, but it's like financing for actors. How to pay your taxes, how to live on finances as a performing artist, as an artist. We are an arts school, so all of these gen eds classes, you're mixed with the filmmakers, as well as the dancers, the singers, the actors, the musicians. We have a huge amount of musicians here, so all of those take those gen eds classes together. Mm-hmm. Usually, students finish their gen eds by the end of their second year. Sometimes it spills over to a little bit of the first semester of the junior year. By the junior and senior year, the gen eds are done. You're completely finished with them. Generally speaking, there are exceptions, but that's pretty much it. And we give credit. We give advanced placement credit. So that if you've excelled in any of your gen eds in high school, you can use them, and then it's eliminated. It's considered credit for college credit.
Great. And you also touched on a little bit of the performance opportunities during their time there. Can you speak a little bit more about where are the shows performed? What do the opportunities look like as far as main stage versus their student run opportunities as well?
Great. Great. So we have a main stage and a studio in which we do our productions. Most of the plays are in the studio. The musicals are always on the main stage because we need the room for the orchestra. The opportunities, again, as I said, everybody auditions, and we make sure that everybody is involved in the shows. We also have, as I said, the dance performances as part of our live performances at the end of the spring. The full year, Dance Ensemble 1, Dance Ensemble 2, and Dance Ensemble 3 present whatever the class was working on as a dance concert. We also have performances with our senior showcase. We actually we have a gala before we send off everybody on the senior showcase. We have a gala presentation where we give everybody a well wish, sending them off into their senior showcase. There's the opportunities to do films. all of our students can do up to about 4 films and more if they want, but it's usually that's quite a bit every semester, where our student filmmakers need actors and they create short 10 to 15 minute films. They're beginning films. They're not always the greatest films in the world. I'll always be honest. They're not. they're finding their way. But who knows? That filmmaker might be the next Steven Spielberg. Might be the next Marty Scorsese. And that's part of the networking. In addition to making these short films, we use clips from these films to put into the website. So the opportunities to build your website are not only the recordings of all the shows that you're in, and we record everything, but also the films that you make, in addition to just singing a song. So that we want you to, by the end, your performing opportunities is to have this solid reel on your website, which is 3 to 4 minutes, that showcases you in every one of your top skills: singing, dancing, acting, acting comedy, acting tragedy, stand-up comedy. I forgot to mention, we also have a class in comic improvisation, in stand-up comedy, to train people for that as well. So we try to give our students every opportunity to succeed. As I said, in cabaret, stand-up comedy, voiceover. So these are performing opportunities that are in addition to all of the acting. And if a student wants to audition for something outside of the school, we let us know. We coach them, we work with them, and we help them. If they can book a gig on Law & Order like our previous student did last year, if they could book a gig on Broadway like Emily did, and got into Parade, let's go for it. All for it.
So while they're there, you mentioned integrating a little bit with dance. What is the opportunity for students while taking while on the BFA track to either minor in something, both in the arts and outside of the arts?
Full disclosure, we don't do minors. There's just not enough time, and I'll always be honest. The opportunity to minor would just take away from the 18 dance classes, would take away from the acting classes or the singing lessons. There's only 24 hours in a day, and we want our students to be prepared. So we don't offer any minor. We don't offer double majors. It is just simply out of the realm of the 120 credits. There's 90 credits we pack in with every possible training, with acting, singing, dancing, circus technique, mime, clowning, as I said, voiceover work. So there's just no more room. We don't minor.
Okay. Awesome. So you mentioned that you came to Five Towns because you want to get back to New York. So let's talk a little bit about where Five Towns College is. Tell us about the campus.
Sure. We're located 45 minutes outside of New York City and just on the edge of between Nassau and Suffolk, right on the borderline. We're in Suffolk, but it's within a couple of miles of Nassau. The train is 45 minutes away. You could drive into the city in 45 minutes, which is oxymoronic. Nobody can drive into New York City in 45 minutes. That's unless you have a jet that flies over the top of traffic. but the nice thing about this is that you are part of the metropolitan area, but you're not in the city and all of the difficulties that bring. Now, I love New York City. I grew up there. I was born and raised in Brooklyn. I lived in Manhattan for 12 years when I was an actor in New York. But it's very expensive. It's much more difficult. In Five Towns College, it's a very safe environment. It's a very secure environment. You're not distracted with all the hubbub that happens in New York City. I'll always be honest, and I'm glad to say this on the podcast, that the one drawback about Five Towns College, and I'll always admit our one flaw, is we're not a party school. We're just not a school that has fraternities or sororities or lots of campus activities. There are some activities. None of our theater students have the opportunity to do that because they're all too busy either rehearsing, practicing their song, practicing their dance, or practicing their scene or monologue for acting class, or they're in rehearsal. So they usually don't participate in any of these extracurricular activities. I do want to just jump back, and you asked a question about opportunities for student-run productions. Mm-hmm. We do welcome that. In the 6 years that I have been at Five Towns, we've only had 2 student-run productions, and that's not because of us. That's because the students who come to me in September and say, you know, hey, David, I want to do this project. I want to do this musical. And we have a space. And I say, sure. And then I meet them in November and I say, how's it going? Oh, well, I'm just so busy. I can't, there's no way I can get it together to do the project. So student-run productions tend to fall away because our students don't realize how much work it takes in the school. But there is opportunities here to do student-run productions. We do welcome them, and we have had them. It's just that the students just don't have the time to pull it together. Mm-hmm. But as far as going back to location, it's a comfortable place. It's a very safe place. But it's not in the city, per se, where it's crazy. And that's one of the reasons why we also are very affordable. We don't have the overhead of a giant campus or a giant school. I know that students who are interested in big campuses might not want to come here. And I understand that. We had a student last year who loved it, who wanted to come here and wanted to go either to us or Syracuse, and chose to go to Syracuse because they had a football field and they had sororities and they had fraternities, and he wanted the college experience that he felt he lost during the lockdown. And I get it. I get it. We were his first choice over Syracuse, but Syracuse could offer something that we can't. So I always want to, you know, full disclosure, when you come to look at Five Towns College, it's not a fancy school. We're committed to training you for a career in show business and to giving you all the support that we can to get you a career.
So you mentioned small campus. It is a quite small campus. About how many students are in the total population of the school, and how many of those are musical theater or theater students?
Yes. So the acting and musical theater is 60, and the total population is 600. So we're 10% of the school.
Wow. That actually says quite a lot. That's amazing. I didn't know that. I mean, I knew it was about 600 in the total population, but I didn't know for sure how big your program was. So the 60 kids, does that mean that you are taking in roughly 15 for a class?
Yes. Actually a little bit more, and then there's some melt during the year. People will drop out or get work. So usually we take in about 25, and that tends to average about 15 to 17 musical theater and 10 to 8 actors. So that's usually the balance. That'll vary from time to time, but it's a 25 freshman class, generally speaking.
Would you say that students would need a vehicle for where they are to get around? I've actually never been to your campus, so what is the area like? It's right outside of New York City. You can get to New York with a train, but what about getting around town?
There's a bus that is literally 5 minutes away from the train station. You can get on the bus, and the bus runs regularly, even through the night. And you can catch the Long Island Railroad right into the city from our nearby state, 5 minutes. Of course, having a car, free parking near the train station, or you could, take the effort to drive into the city. I mean, I do whenever I get it. I go into the city often to see Broadway shows. If you have a car, there's no restriction. Freshmen can have cars immediately if you want. There's a parking lot, and you can leave it in the parking lot all the time. But like I said, there's a bus that takes you right over to the train station, or, you can Uber back and forth, and it's literally 5 minutes. It's probably a $10 for the $12 for the Uber, and then you get a train ticket into the city. Most of our students, for their social life, if on Saturdays they don't have a rehearsal, they get into the city for a matinee, go see a musical or play, and get back to campus by around 6:30 for dinner.
Yeah. So let's talk about auditions now. Can you walk us through a little bit? Let's do musical theater first, and then we'll talk about the actors. What does that musical theater application and audition look like?
Yes, great. So we look for three things, the acting, the singing, and the dancing. The acting is one monologue, approximately 2 minutes. We prefer contemporary. I'm not sitting there with a timer. If it's 2 minutes and 10 seconds, that's fine. We also look for a full song, although if one wants to do a 32-bar cut, that's welcome as well. And we ask for a one-minute dance piece of any genre that you feel good about. When we go to the unified auditions, In the New York Unified, which is coming up this weekend, we're not going to have a dance call because our room is small, but we will have a dance call in the Chicago audition, which we're going to go to the following week. And that, so in that case, the individual auditions would be the monologue and song, you'd meet with me, and then we have a dance call later in the afternoon on Monday and Tuesday in Chicago. If we do accept video auditions, we did, of course, during the pandemic and the lockdown. We prefer to do it in person because I and my faculty will coach, and we want people to see what we do. We feel it's very important that we should be evaluated as much as we evaluate the student, that students are paying a lot of money to go to college. It's a big decision, and they should see what they're getting, and they should have a sample of coaching. So for the acting, it's two monologues. So you would do two contrasting monologues. We prefer contemporary, though if you feel up to it, you should do a Shakespeare, but only if you feel ready to do that, to do a classical. And again, those are about two-minute monologues. I'm not sitting there with a stopwatch. If it's 2 minutes and 10 seconds, fine. And again, I will coach. We will coach. Are there 20-minute slots that we usually have in the Unified auditions, or we went to the Florida Combine auditions? We make the 20-minute slots, and within that time, I will coach either the song or the monologue or both, because it's essential to the student should get a feel for what they're getting and what they're getting into. So it's very important to coach.
You said something interesting that I think is going to raise some questions with the students and the parents, and I'd like to anticipate those questions. You said that at the New York Unified auditions, you don't see a dance call, but you do at Chicago, and that you saw the dance call at the Florida Combine. So how do the students who are in New York show you their dance?
They can videotape. They send us a videotape. Yes.
And so
yes.
Yeah, that also raises the question, you know, what about the students who are not the strongest dancers that are always worried about that dance call determining whether or not they're going to get into school? I think it's my opinion, at least, that I think a lot of students think, oh my gosh, I'm not a good dancer. The dance call is going to ruin me. But I usually tell them that's not the case. Can you tell me what your thoughts are on that?
I completely agree. No, if you're capable of dancing on a Broadway level, don't go to college. Just start auditioning. If you're at that level, why are you spending all this money? Go. Start auditioning. No, our job is to train you and prepare you. And I don't expect anyone to walk out of Five Towns College, or should be really any college, and be ready to be the prima ballerina at the New York City Ballet. You should be able to move comfortably in a musical. And that is what our training is all about. That's what our 18 dance classes, that by the time you finish having 18 dance classes, you can move comfortably as a tapper, as jazz, as theatrical. You're able to move and carry. If you're going to be a chorus dancer, that's a whole different ball game. That's a dance major, and that's not what we are about. Mm-hmm. We're about getting you the job, getting you the career, getting you the work. And in order to do that, you have to be able to move and move comfortably. You have to be able to sing. You have to be able to sing the classical musicals as well as contemporary. You have to be able to sing the Golden Age as well as Sondheim. You need the range of singing. And you have to be able to be trained to be an actor. In musical theater especially, you need to know that there were 19 Broadway musicals last year, and there's maybe, I checked with Equity, there's 40 Equity touring musicals. There's probably a bunch of non-equities as well. Last year there was 5,525 movies made from Hollywood. That's including Netflix, Apple TV, Hallmark Television, and things like that. In order to succeed in show business, you have to be an actor as well. And we want our musical theater students to be as good as an actor as our acting majors. So when you come to college, you should be raw talent. What I'm looking for is passion. What I'm looking for when I see somebody audition is, how excited are you? How can I work with you? When I coach, I want to know if you're capable of working with me, that we have a synergy here. I much prefer somebody who feels good about working with me and I feel good about working with them, than somebody who, let's say, is ready to get on Broadway. If you're ready to get on Broadway, you don't need me. It's okay. Don't come to Five Towns College. If you are capable of being in the movies and ready to go on Broadway, why are you coming to me? You come to me to learn to be ready. You come to me, you come to this school, you come to my colleagues to learn to be a performer. And that's what I'm here to teach.
Yeah. So between the Unifieds on-campus auditions, Florida Combined auditions, how many auditioners are you seeing every year?
About 300. I will say during the lockdown, it dropped off considerably. I would say we were up, I think, 75 in the peak of the lockdown. Yeah. But we've picked up again. Pre-lockdown, it was like 300 to 400. We're back up to about 300 last year. And so far, we're seeing into the hundreds. Yeah. So I'm anticipating a big turnout at the Unifieds. And then some auditions even after that.
Beautiful. And do you pre-screen audition as well?
No, not yet. Although we do take in video screening, we're not yet going to do pre-screening since the pandemic. We're kind of getting our getting ourselves back up on in gear. So no, we don't do pre-screening.
And so you're seeing about 300 applicants every year. You're targeting an incoming class of somewhere in the ballpark of 15 to 20. How many offers are you making to get to that number?
The freshman class 25, and we make about 70 to 75 offers.
Yeah, that's great. And so I always like to just clarify whenever I ask that question, too, for those of you who may be listening to the podcast for the first time. Schools generally, there are some exceptions, but generally will be making offers at a number greater than what they're hoping to bring in. To get to that number, because there's what you heard David say, melt from the offers to the students that actually accept. And we know that kids are auditioning for 20 schools plus now, so they're probably getting several offers. So if they get five offers, they can only go to one school. That means they're going to have to turn down four others, and that's what melt is. And sometimes you'll hear about, oh my gosh, the incoming class at such and such school was 30 this year, and they're usually only 20. Well, they had that many kids say yes, and that's just sort of the gamble that the schools take, just like the students are gambling with the number of schools that they are auditioning for. So I always feel like it's important for the kids who are auditioning and the parents to understand you guys are gambling too. This is a process too, where you're making offers, hoping to get to the right number. And it's not like you hear about a school that only takes in a class of eight. They're not making eight offers to get there. I promise you that.
Yes.
So yeah, I like to clarify that when we go in. And do you?
I would just say in my experience, just if I may jump in, that not only with us but with every school, it's usually a 4-to-1 ratio. I know at Emerson it was a 4-to-1 ratio. So a class of 25-30 was 100 acceptances.
Yeah.
And we're 4-to-1 in terms of what we accept and who actually shows up here, and. We do, students will negotiate, and they will negotiate from one offer, and then they will show offers to various other schools. I don't want to tip our hand too much with that, but that's pretty common. It's a common activity that I'd recommend.
Yeah, we're recording this at the end of January, so we're going into that busy season where it's going to be wheeling and dealing pretty soon here.
Yes.
So because you do the 4-to-1 ratio when you're making offers, do you find yourself using a wait list or going on to a wait list ever?
Yes, we would use a wait list. Absolutely. Right now, as I said, we came out of the pandemic. I have not used a wait list since the beginning of the pandemic because the numbers just fell off the shelf. The number of people auditioned. So we used it pre-pandemic. Just before the pandemic, we took in 2020, 32 students. We had a freshman class of 32, which was the largest that I've ever seen since I've been here. And then we ended up having to lock down and couldn't even teach them for the first semester. We were on Zoom, which was a nightmare for that very first semester. We were there with these kids. But yes, the answer is yes, waitlist.
And so when you do go to the waitlist, just curious, because I was having this conversation earlier with a student, how does your waitlist situation work? Like are you looking to fill a specific spot? Do you take gender? Do you take type? How do you go to that next person on the waitlist?
Yes, we do look at balance. We try to look at what we can offer that student and how we can cast, because we, you know, there's a necessity. We try very hard to do casting that's against type. We will cast, usually tends to be female-representing people will be cast in male-presenting roles. That's quite common because we have a larger pool of female-presenting performers. So we try to get, there's a skewed balance towards the male presenters. I think we're not alone with that, particularly more in musical theater than it is in acting. But hopefully we can get a nice even balance and we don't have to look at that. But yes, it is a world where the male presenting performers do have an edge because we need to fill that to get the shows up and to do the kinds of shows that we want to do. Obviously, we try to balance also the vocals. So we're looking at sopranos and tenors, and we don't have any. Somebody who's a soprano and a tenor and may need a lot of work in the dancing and the acting, we may take them anyway, because we just need that voice to fill the roles. Or we're going to spend a lot of time doing a lot of rewriting of the music and dropping the scales on it down to baritone and altos.
And it also works in the opposite direction as well. If you already have, you know, 17 blonde sopranos in your program, you know, it's not fair. 17 is probably, if you already have 4 blonde sopranos in your program, taking in another blonde soprano, it's not going to be fair to the student that you're taking in, because they're going to be struggling and fighting for roles all 4 years. So you did say, we want to look at what we can offer the student as well. And that has to be taken into consideration. So oftentimes the audition outcome has very little to do with your actual talent that's in the room. You got yourself in the room, but it may just be that the school does not have what you need to offer you at that time, and it shouldn't be taken too personally.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. Yeah. I would say that the type of student we tend to take and tend to have are what an agent who came to see a workshop, did a masterclass workshop, and he said to me, "Your kids are scrappy." We tend to like the scrappier, the less kind of cut from the leading man, leading woman mold that you would find at certain schools. They tend to like a certain mold, and they have a success if somebody got on Broadway from there, and so they tend to get a copy of that over and over. We like to look at students. We have a very diverse program. We can do a lot of shows with students of color, because we have about a third of our students are students of color. So we're going to do Colored Museum as our play in the fall of 2024. We're doing an original play based on the life of Lena Horne, who was a woman of color, who was a cabaret singer. Actually, our alum, Cindy Winters, was singing Lena Horne's songs and has put together a script, and she's presenting that script to us as a workshop, as one of our main stage shows, to be performed by our student population as a kind of a Broadway tryout, because that's the type of shows that we want to do. So, I know a lot of schools, they find a mold, and that's the mold they kick into, and it seems to work, because it becomes an assembly line of people, you know, pumped out into work, and they'll do a touring show of a Broadway show that the previous student who graduated is in, and then they got the carbon copy following in the tour. But our kids are scrappy. Our kids do a lot of commercials, the kind of real people. And that's what we're really looking for. Somebody who's just very real. I mean, I come from a Stanislavski system where being real on stage is very important. Being truthful in behavior is very, very important to me. And that's how we really train our students as performers, whether it's musicals or acting.
Great. Last question before we wrap up for the day. Tell us something that you are looking forward to. I always ask this. It's not on the questions that I sent you in advance, so I'm catching you off guard. Tell us something that you're looking forward to in the coming months at your school.
I'm looking forward to the auditions. I'm looking forward to going to the Unifieds. I'll be off to New York this weekend and then Chicago the following week. What am I looking for? I'm looking forward to Five Towns College being as competitive as we possibly can make it to compete with some of the name brand schools, and to say we will offer and we will give every student the exact same training that you will get at any name brand school for a lot more affordable price. I'm a product of Carnegie Mellon. The head of musical theater, or the co-head of musical theater, was from CCM, from Cincinnati Conservatory of Music. And the head of dance was the University of the Arts in Philadelphia. These are the name brand schools that you will get trained with from me and my colleagues. You will get CCM, you will get CMU, you will get all of that. You will get something that is competitive with Pace and Juilliard and DuPaul and North Carolina School of the Arts and some of these name brands, Baldwin Wallace. We can give you the exact same thing. And then I want students to say, okay, I want to come to a big school, or I kind of latched on to this other teacher at this other school and I don't want to come to Five Towns. Or I hooked up with the people here at Five Towns and I'm going to get as competitive and as best training and the tools you need to succeed as any name brand school. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Great. Wonderful. So David, if any students or parents listening to this want to get in touch and ask for more information, what is the best way to do that?
And you can call me, you go on my website, you can go on the school's website, you can email, you can text me, you can call me, I'm available, and any questions you want, please don't hesitate. My website is davidkrasner.com, with nothing, it's just all the letters even, and it has my personal phone number there where you can text me or call me on my cell phone. You can go on the school's website and get my emails. It's just david.krasner@ftc.edu, but you can find that on the website. You can find out more information on my website about me and who I am. Please don't hesitate. And the three methods of, you know, the old-fashioned phone call, the text message, or the old email. All good.
Wonderful. Well, David, thank you so much for joining us today and teaching us more about Five Towns College. Thank you for being part of our Florida Combined Auditions recently as well. And we look forward to having you back around here real soon.
I look forward to it. And my best to your dog.
Oh, thank you. He's sound asleep now.
Oh, he's asleep.
All right. You have a great
Take
day,
care.
Sir. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and resources we have to offer at The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.